News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. And the time is 7:05. Community radio for the North State. And the, hang on for a second here, let me adjust everything that seems to have changed overnight. Hey, our phone number's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, hope everything's going well with you. Of course, Linda is, two more days, and Linda's back. And really, really looking forward to that one. Today, Senator Mauricio Hannison and Missy MacArthur are going to join us, and we're going to talk about those issues. We're going to talk about the veteran issues. We're going to talk about what's going on, here in Reading, but in the state. But there's a lot of things that are happening. And, you know, yesterday, our show, of course, we had the sheriff on with a letter to the vice president and the, Senator Feinstein and many others talking about not piling on more ridiculous laws, taking rights away from people in the Second Amendment based on the acts of people that are obviously criminals and lawbreakers, but then punishing the people who don't, who obey the law. And saying is that this is, you know, that that this strikes against the Constitution. And it was a good show. What I also had on yesterday was we had a representative from the Department of Defense Suicide Prevention Unit there, talking about the number of suicides in the service and things that, you know, numbers that you thought were, would be that, oh gosh, they've deployed, you know, 50 times and all this. When it turns out that over 53% had not been deployed at all and 85% had not been in direct combat. And so the reasoning from all their investigations is the same as it is out in the outside world. Not saying is that there isn't more pressure in the military, but finances, their personal lives, you know, it's mainly it's a feeling of hopelessness. But still that the average in the military is still below the people, you know, the civilian average for those age groups from 18 to 26. All right. You know, before we get started today, we're going to head on out to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points this morning at 13,940. The S&P 500 is negative 1 at 1,505, and the NASDAQ is positive 1 at 3,154. Active stocks this morning include Chesapeake Energy Corporation, up $1.52 at $20.49, and Ford Motor Company down 13 cents at $13.01. Stocks of local interest: Tri-Counties Bank is down 25 cents at $16.80, and Exo Group is down 7 cents at $9.56. In the bond market, we are finding lower prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.19%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is positive 11 cents at $97.68. Gold is up $16.20 at $16.78.90, and silver is up 72 cents at $31.90. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. And we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here and on KCNR. You know, if you want to get a hold of them and talk to them about what's happening on Wall Street, what you should do with your investments, where your investment's at, call them at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. Now, do you have the weather in front of you?
I do.
Oh, by the way, Bad Bob is under the weather. So we have Felony Bob, or just Bob, or Bob.
Good morning, Carl. We have sunshine and a high near 69 forecast for Reading today. Mostly clear skies for the next several days and nights, in fact. A low of 37, followed by another 69-degree high tomorrow. A low of 36 tomorrow night, and a high of 68 under sunshine on Friday. Right now we have fair skies and 45 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. You know, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, where, you know, Thursday nights, of course, are, pizza nights. And they're handmade, hand thrown into a special wood fired oven that they use for pizza and making their own breads up there. And then brunches, dinners, outstanding service, outstanding food. We're going to have John Stadelli, chef on next week. And talk about their Valentine's Day. And of course their, big winemaker's ball, I think was almost sold out, or if not sold out already. And you've sporting plays, horseback rides, you name it. They have it up in Anselmo Vineyards. Plus they're building this beautiful, beautiful cotillion up there of steel and glass. That I think when you take a look at this, there's nothing like this in the North State. All right, Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about some of the hot topics in the news. We're going to talk about Chief Paletti's City Hall meeting tonight, or Town Hall meeting tonight to talk about crime and to get feedback from all the citizens. We'll be talking about that and everything else that pertains to the North State and Reading especially. We'll be right back. That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Loaves and Fishes Reading is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Reading community to keep pace with growing demand. Loaves and Fishes Reading is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a Veterans Food Bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Reading is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887, or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. Give us a call this morning. Tell us what's on your mind. What's stuck in your crawl? We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Mall. They're having I don't know if you ever heard of Bonhams, but they are appraisers for the Bonhams Auction House in San Francisco. And they're usually, you can see them on the Antiques Roadshow, et cetera. They're going to hold a consignment appraisal event with all the proceeds from the evaluations going directly to the Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. They're going to be visiting Redding on February 1st from noon to 5 p.m. at the Mount Shasta Mall here in Redding at 900 Dana Drive. You can get tickets available at the door. For more information, call 530-241-4063 and talk to Carol about it. But they're going to be looking at fine art, furniture and decorative arts, Asian works of art, jewelry, books, maps, and manuscripts. Now, if you've ever gone to see Antiques Roadshow or these, where these guys, men and women, come in here and they look at things that you've had in your house or that your grandparents had in your house or your great grandparents, and they bring it in, and sometimes these are just worth, you know, they're beautiful pieces of art that you wouldn't even think about. Some of them in cases have been doorstops worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, or a painting they've had on the wall that turns out to be an old American master from, you know, the 1850s. That's worth thousands of dollars. And other stuff you bring in there, it's worth absolutely nothing except the chance that, you know, that you brought it in there. And it's worth nothing. But here they are, Bonhams appraisers. They're going to be at the Mount Shasta Mall on February 1st, and it's going to be complimentary. So you just come on in February 1st, noon to 5 p.m., the complimentary auction estimates at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give Carol a call at 241-4063. All right. Tonight. I believe it's tonight. What day is today, Bob? Today's the 30th. Okay. Tonight at the Redding City Hall, Police Chief Rob Pelletti has his first town hall meeting to discuss safety in Redding. It starts at 6 p.m. If you have any questions, go to the town hall. Ask the chief, and Rob will give you the straight scoop, and then let him know that, hey, I live in this neighborhood. I've been calling in every night because of all this is happening. Nobody's coming by. He responds to that. When he's told about things that where there's problems, and if he hasn't heard about it before, he takes action on it. So give him a chance. Okay, did I mention this yesterday? Is that California's going to add 1 million people to Medi-Cal?
You did.
1 million people. I want to hit that again because I didn't get a chance to really digest and roll over and poke it and rub it all over myself. At the same time, they're cutting the reimbursements, which is in court right now. And the favorite part is the head of the Senate says, hey, we don't have to pay for this, even though the cost is unknown, completely unknown, completely unknown. How many is a million, Bob? It's more than
a lot.
It's less than a billion. We know that, right? But it's a million more that they're going to be adding to Medi-Cal. So at the same time, we want to take more money away from the providers, hospitals, pharmacists, doctors. So that's really going to give them an impetus to get out there and support this. But the other part, cost is unknown, but the feds are going to pay for 3 years.
What happens after 3 years?
Well, then we're supposed to pay 10% and the feds pay 90%. But as the head of the Senate, of the Democrat and head of the Senate, of course, the Democrat's in charge of everything. So it's just another Democrat says, it's not our money, it's Fed money. Has anybody explained to this jerk that it's all our money? It's not Fed money. It's not state money. It's not county money. It's not city money. It's our money. It's money out of your pocket. It's money out of my pocket. It's money that goes for these taxes to pay for people that maybe some people are going to need Medi-Cal because guess what? They're down on their luck. Other people have made life choices. They use meth. They get their dole, and they spend it on things that are not healthy for them. But the bottom line is this. It's still our money. It's not Fed money. It's our money. Do you have any concept? If you had a concept of that, if you were taking the money out of your pocket, Senator, I just have a feeling maybe you think a little bit different. Is that become your money then? Of course. Of course it does, but you're not thinking that. Anyway, they're going to pay for 3 years the feds will, or so it says. And then after that, the states pay 10% of it. I don't believe that. I don't believe they're going to be able to keep up with it because they have no idea how much this is going to cost. They have no idea. Plus the fact that providers are getting out of the business or they're not going to see them because they don't pay enough, like Medicare. How about that? You know that people, the doctors don't take Medicare? Oh, and why is that? Because Medicare doesn't reimburse enough. And they're cutting that back. That's why they don't. Or you have to pay for Medicare up front and then get reimbursed yourself. So, you know, this whole thing, again, is going down a path of unknowns with the people in charge thinking that it's not our money. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good music there, Bobo. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl on the Bot. Community radio for the North State. If, you know, if it's happening, we like to think that you hear about it here first, or if not first, right after first. 530-605-4567. All you realtors are out there, get ready to put your finger on the dial. I'm going to start talking about appraisals here in a minute. And I need a real estate professional out there that can answer some of the things I'm going to be saying. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, emergency calls, routine maintenance, installation, repairs. If you've got a problem, they'll fix it. And it's, what, 38 degrees out today, this morning? And so if that's the case, you probably want a warm house. So if that, and then, of course, during the summer, you want a cool house. Well, call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. They've been in the business since 1992, and they do great work. Alliance Heating and Air. All right, I'm going to finish up Medicare, Medi-Cal here. So Medicaid, which is national, if I understand right, 21 million more people is going to be added. 21 million more people. And again, how's this going to be paid for? Right now, in states' budgets, and our governor, it's one of the biggest costs in the budgets right now. So even if the government, the feds use our money to pay 90% of it, then the states are going to use, pay the other 10% with our money. So I mean, we're paying for 100% of it. So, you know, but people, again, have no idea how big this is. Medicaid, Medi-Cal, they don't know how many people are going to do it. And what happens if the government can't pay it? And what would this do to the tax rates? What would this do to just seeing your doctor? Bob, we were just talking about Bob Longy last night. Okay, Bob Longy had a terrible toothache, right?
That's right.
Okay, so when you got to call this morning to be here, which is, you know, we're always glad you're here. But he had been in the emergency room for how long?
3 hours.
3 hours because he was in intense pain. Did he get seen?
He did not.
He did not get seen. Now, there's emergency rooms around here that say you'll be seen in 30 minutes. So he must not have been in that one. But the point is that 30 minutes, I mean, he's got intense pain and he's not seen in 3 hours. We won't mention which hospital because frankly we don't know right now. I'll ask him tomorrow. And they couldn't see him because obviously they were too busy, I would hope.
She said there were quite a few miscreants in there, as she put it.
Miscreants. So yeah. People in there just kind of going in to see what's wrong or things. But the bottom line is that he goes to an emergency room with an emergency for 3 hours and doesn't get seen with an intense tooth pain. And so, you know, they just left. Well, I guess it meant then that he didn't need to be seen if he could walk out, even if he was bleeding.
Maybe the emergency room experience was worse than the pain.
That could be. The thing was, and we're going to have Doug McConnell on here soon, in the next week or so, but we start talking another 30, 40 million people in the system. That means you're going to start getting inundated. And then they say, well, everybody's going to be on insurance. Well, not so fast. These exchanges are not being really accepted a lot right now. And if they don't buy insurance, then they go into, the emergency room. They still got to see them in the emergency room. You know, I'm just not sure how all this is going to work, but I do know one thing is that doctors, providers, all providers, a hospital, everybody is getting chopped away at how much money they're going to be paid. So, this is a very affordable plan. It's an affordable plan. It's because they keep cutting money out. You're going to be paying the doctors. Well, right now, as we've said, you know, probably ad nauseum to you, that there's residencies out there, specialties that are going unfilled because doctors are not opting for that. They're not opting to go into cardiac surgery because the cardiac surgeons are being paid the same as they were 20 years ago. And the fact is that there are going to be gaps here. And then you're going to start seeing, you know, right now, there's a huge gap between people with insurance and people who can pay for insurance and people who can't. You know, the medical care isn't as good. I wouldn't say that's true. I say if you go to the emergency room, your care there in the emergency room is very good. But here's the thing, is even if you get insurance, what about people that have money for better insurance are going to have better medical care? They're going to be able to see the doctors more. They're going to be able to do the things that the doctors want you to do. So, you know, we're still going to have this. And if you drive it, and if you just take it down the step that says, well, if you're not going to take, if you're not going to take this insurance or these patients, then we're not going to license you. Do you think that can come? Well, yes, it can. I mean, how do you think it happened in Europe? If you're not licensed by the government, you're not going to practice medicine. You know, this whole thing we have no idea where it's going, but right now, just in this state, we don't know how much it's going to cost. We don't know how we're going to pay for it, but here it comes. And people are smiling. Now, I'm just not sure why everybody's smiling about it. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back now. We're going to get into guns when we get back. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox Business Network, the government says economic growth shrank in the final quarter of last year. Gross domestic product came in down 0.1% in the fourth quarter, the first contraction in more than 3 years. Economists were expecting growth of 1.1%. Payroll processing firm ADP says 192,000 jobs were added to the private sector last month. The estimate was for 165,000. December's number was revised lower to 185,000 from 215,000. We'll get the government's report on January jobs come Friday. There, the economy is estimated to have added 160,000 non-farm jobs, and unemployment is expected to stay put at 7.8%. And Boeing is reporting better-than-expected fourth-quarter earnings. The results come as the company says its top priority this year is to fix the battery problems that grounded its new 787 Dreamliner. Boeing says it earned an adjusted profit of $1.46 a share, but revenue of $22.3 billion came in just short of the forecast. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Have you tried Snorebreak? It's simple. Place one Snorebreak liner under your pillowcase before bed. Each Snorebreak liner is infused with natural essential oils that guarantee a real difference. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-467-7940. That's 1-800-467-7940. Call 1-800-467-7940.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Redding Rancheria, and Dutch Brothers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14-6. It's Carl Bach. Good morning. 7:35 in the morning. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, family operated. You can't ask for more than that. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, let's go on. Okay, when I was talking about appraisal, it was on the front page of the paper today, and I thought, that's interesting, that people are saying the appraisal on homes are too low, that they're too low. There's complaints from the realtors that they're getting offers on properties, and then when the appraisal comes back, the appraisal is $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 lower than what they say the home is worth. Some of the people believe that it's going to be a struggle continually between buyers and sellers and your agreed upon price and the appraiser's value. I'm not a real estate agent. We have real estate shows on our station, and they're talking constantly about the homes and the home values and how to pick the right home or to get the right homes. And I've heard Kurt Largent talk about how they'll have, and also Roof talk about, hey, we've got a house here that's $175,000 house, and yet the appraisal, or $200,000 house, and appraisal comes in $175,000. Well, it seems like the people that are complaining again are the realtors. Now, if I remember right, and this is where if there's Ruth or somebody's out there listening, I probably need somebody to weigh in here. But it appears that like 5 years ago, the appraisals on homes were so overvalued that when it hit, when all of a sudden it hit, is that hey, maybe we can't get the loans and all this. And you took a look at how much the houses were, homes dropped hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, not 5 percentage points, but sometimes 30 and 40 percentage points on their value. You know, half of what they were appraised at. And if the appraisals haven't caught up yet to the house, you know, the house value, I think they will. But, if anything, are people erring on the side of keeping the prices low? Now, if you're trying to sell a house or you're in the real estate business, I understand this. I understand you're saying, look, this home is worth this much, yet we can't get it appraised out. Well, there's probably reasons for that. And the fact is that we did go crazy here for years and years and years on home values. So does that, should we see them start going back up again? I mean, it would be nice if my house that I bought at the peak was worth as much as it was when it went up to the peak instead of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars less. That would be great. I'd like that. But that's not going to happen. I think I'd rather, and this is just me because it's what I believe on this as far as the economy goes. I'd like to see, yes, the appraisals keep going up, but I'd like them to be in such a way that people, you know, that we don't go so whacked out to the other side where they're overvalued again and we get back into this same craziness that we were in this time. Everybody has to have a house. Everybody deserves a house. Everybody deserves to be an American citizen. Well, that, you know, according to some people, well, no, not everybody deserves to be a citizen. Just like not everybody has the right to own a weapon. That's right. Not everybody has a right to own a weapon. And there's rules about it. Felons. You're not a citizen. How about that? Isn't that a good reason? You're not a citizen of this country. You're a felon. You have a history of domestic abuse. I mean, all these things. So there's reason, or you're insane. That's probably a good reason not to have, you know, the right to own a weapon or to probably even drive a car. But when we start talking about, and then we get into you have a right to own a home. No, you don't have a right to own a home. You have a right to have a home, to live someplace. No, you don't even have a right for that. You want people to be able to have a home and to live in a covered facility and a domicile where there's warmth and cool when they need that in a decent living place. You want that. It's not a right. It's not a right. It's something we want. It's not a right. But, you know, the other thing too, though, is, and I'm going kind of far afield on this, but home appraisals. It'd be nice if, you know, if you could see a steady incline of the appraisals on our properties, or our properties gaining wealth each year. I'd be all for that. But just to start, you know, jumping into this saying, oh no, you know, it's, they're low, they're consistently low, and they're not even fair. That's one thing. But if it's just that the appraisers are being very, conservative, you might say, is something else. Be interesting to see what happens, and I'll talk to Kurt, and I'll talk to Kurt and Ruth about this later on this week. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25-to-1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Bach. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. Jeff can do a job and guarantee it, and a lot of other shops don't do that. From a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length. When you go down and see Jeff, let him take a look at it. He'll tell you if he can fix it or not. If he can, he will. And like I said, he guarantees his work. He's located at 3280 Market Street, Reading. Give him a call at 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. Veteran. And you know what? He gives a lot to our community down there. So give him a chance to fix that windshield for you. Like I said, if he can't, he won't. And if he can, he does a great job and guarantees it. All right. on Friday, we're having Sam Paredes here from the Gun Owners of California, and also Patrick Jones, who heads up the Redding Gun Owners of California group. I got something in the somebody dropped things get shoved underneath my door. I come in the morning, there's things in there. Not dead cats or anything like that. But this is, there was a piece, I guess, in the Record Searchlight on the 27th that I, what day was that? Was that the Sunday or something like that?
That would have been Sunday.
Sunday. That's probably why I didn't see it. It says, more guns, more profits, more death. And it's by David Allred. And he talks about how the NRA, how bad it is, how people that sell guns, the NRA gun manufacturers lobby and gun shops love these mass murders. You know, I don't know if I know David or not. It's a small town. Maybe I do. But to say something like the NRA, the gun manufacturers lobby and gun shops love these mass murders because gun sales skyrocket every time one of these heart-rending bloody events hits the news. No, that's not why it happens. First of all, David, what you're saying is absolutely a lie. Because I know gun shop owners, and I know other members of the NRA. I know, I don't know gun manufacturers, but I do know people like in California, the Gun Owners of California. And I can tell you, they don't love these mass murders. Do you really, really believe that these people love the idea of 27 kids being butchered? Do you really believe they do that? And if you believe that, then there's something, I mean, no matter anything you say after that, no matter what you say after that in an article becomes questionable. And I'm going to, in fact, the note says, Carl, if you can't take this article, anti-gun article, piece by piece, you ought to quit. And for instance, what guns were used at Sandy Hook? What drugs are these monsters on? And we're going to address this. I'm going to hand this off to, I'm going to hand this off to Patrick Jones, who is a gun shop owner. And I'm going to give this also to a lobbyist from Sam Paredes. So on Friday, they're going to have copies of this, and they're going to address this, and they're going to address it in the sense of, I'm going to ask them, so it says here that you love this. And you might ask yourself, David, why the gun sales skyrocket after that? It's because immediately following that is people in the media and people in political positions say, we're going to take your guns. We're going to restrict your guns. We're going to make life harder on you if you believe in the Second Amendment. Maybe that's why it happens, that they believe that, that's what happens to that the knee-jerk reaction of our politicians in the media and many others is just, hey, let's just take them all off the streets and then we'll be safe. Instead of going back to the real question is, you've got points in here. In your article that are good. I don't know about your statistics because I haven't checked them yet, but I think some of them are wrong. I think that, you need to take a look and put things in comparison. And that, the fact is that we have people killed here by guns. It's true, but we have as many or more killed in car wrecks. We have people killed by drunk drivers. We have, there's all types of deaths here. When it says 40% of all legal gun sales are not subject to federal background checks, is that true? I don't know, but those are things to find out. When you start talking about that, there's guns, when you use this, there's more guns in America than other places. Well, yeah, there are. And there's reasons for that. And the other thing too is that these are just some of the ones that I could probably agree with. But when you start out by saying that, that people that are in the gun industry are, why don't you just say too is that people that believe in the Second Amendment love these mass murders? You say you believe in the Second Amendment, so you believe in the right to own a weapon, but you don't obviously believe in this, that you don't obviously don't love mass murders. I didn't see one thing in here, you're blaming everything on the guns. when maybe you should be blaming it on people that hold the guns. And again, I'm not going to get into this deep. I'm not going to go into this part because I'm going to have Paredes and Jones address this. And I'm also offering you an opportunity, David, to come on the show Friday and, speak your piece about what you believe in with somebody from, Gun Owners of California. Or at any time that to have a debate here with a member of either a gun shop owner or a member of the NRA or, somebody, a lobbyist from Gun Owners of California. I offer that to you. And of course, as everybody else that comes on here, your views are respected. I just find that this one is a little, you know, when you say that they love these mass murders, it just kind of, it prejudices me, I guess I should say, against the rest of the article when I hear that because I know too many people that are just affected by this, by these murders of these children. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, how could you even think that they love murders? Because you're equating people that are in the firearms industry with having no feelings with being monsters. It was the monster that killed the kids, not the people in the industry. We're going to take a break.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
You. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Public Works Stormwater Program.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Redding. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the bar, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. 530-605-4567 is our number. And, you know, I wasn't picking on Mr. Allred at all. because it's obviously he's very passionate about this, and I'm sure some of the statistics are right. In fact, I'm pretty sure some of them are right. But it's, like I said, this needs to be addressed by people that are in the industry. And to all of these statistics and to the feeling of what's going on here. Here's a man obviously is, and I, like I said, I don't know him, obviously is so terribly bothered by the atrocities that happened at Sandy Hook and other places. So the question is it the weapons you need to go after, or is it the people? Now, frankly, I think it's the people, that we enforce the laws, that we take a look at the mental health. We take a look at some of the things been coming up lately is there a link of the drugs all these people are on? Were the people on meds? And if they were, what kind of meds? And it seems like they were. So what kind of meds are they on? And what impact does this have? There has been articles written by doctors saying these types of medications, the people that have done these atrocities are all along the same kind. And at too much or none, or if they come off it immediately, cold turkey can cause a huge effect and cause this type of behavior. Then the next question is who's keeping them on drugs, and what kind of drugs, and why, and for how long they've been on? You know, is this something else we need to address? Of course, mental health. And the other thing is I haven't seen one letter, and we've been pushing this. In fact, we're talking to the Board of Education, is what's being done to make it to secure our schools? What's being done to make it harder just to walk into a classroom like this? You know, Sandy Hook wasn't. They had their school was set up, but he came through a window and broke through a window that had not been safety glassed. And if it had been, he couldn't have gotten in. But he did. But what's being done to our schools to make sure our schools are safer? Where's the letters for that? Where's the letters to say, yes, but this is something that's going to go for years and years and years. What are we doing right now to make our school safer? And I'm not talking about, he goes in here talking about making them look like, you know, machine guns and all these things. No, that's not what it is. How about just locking doors? How about this? How about a camera system of entrances? How about that? You know, these are things, I haven't seen that letter. I haven't seen that coming out strong. You know, you talk about putting armed guards on campuses. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe putting a policeman there. He having the money to put a policeman on every campus. But, that may be an answer. But securing our schools, that's the answer. Anyway, where was I now? Where am I going now on that one? That'll be, like I said, that'll be addressed on Friday. Maurice Johannesson is in our offices here and will be on the show here at 8:00. We're going to be talking about the latest. I believe I may have a couple other guests that are coming in too at the same time, which will be great. You know, the funniest thing is you see different things that have happened. John Kerry is now, this is going to be now the Secretary of State. 94-3. He had his confirmation or his vote from the Senate. You know, the thing about that is what kind of Secretary of State is John Kerry going to make? Is he a confrontational or a non-confrontational kind of guy? You know, Obama's not really a confrontational kind of guy unless it's on, you know, against dealing with his fellow Americans. And then when you get into the final parts of when Hillary Clinton left, and one of the things that she said was, what difference does it make? She says, whether it was a protest, whether they were just walking down the street, what difference does it make who killed the four in Benghazi? I hope that that answer ends with her and doesn't go over to John Kerry. I hope a year from now, if Al-Qaeda blows up another embassy, John Kerry doesn't say, what difference does it make now? It's already done. All these four Americans, well, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference on how it happened, what led up to it, the aftermath of it. What did we do? You know, were they warned? Did they have enough protection? I mean, there's a whole lot of things. So when Hillary Clinton says, and puts her hand on her head and cries, what difference does it make? It makes a lot of difference, Hillary. It makes a lot of difference to Americans that think that our people are going out there and being slaughtered again, being slaughtered by Al-Qaeda, and we didn't say anything because an election was coming up instead of doing the right thing. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and after the news, Senator Maurice Johannesson is standing here right now, and he's got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about veterans' homes and homes across the street from veterans' homes and veterans' projects and what comes next. In fact, there's a hiring fair out there. We're going to talk about that. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. An emotional start to the first congressional hearing on gun violence since the Connecticut school massacre.
Too many children are dying.
Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords urging Congress to act. Fox Radio's Jared Halpern live on the Hill.
Describing himself as a responsible gun owner, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Patrick Leahy offers this preface.
Now, at the outset of this hearing, I note that the Second Amendment is secure and will remain secure and protected.
Ranking Republican Chuck Grassley questions, however, proposals like an assault weapons ban or ammunition limits.
Those can be circumvented by carrying multiple guns, as many killers have done.
The National Rifle Association's chief will take questions from lawmakers, as will Gabby Gifford's husband. The couple has launched a political action committee to counter the NRA. Lisa.
Jared, a school bus driver shot dead. A six-year-old boy held hostage in southern Alabama, where a standoff continues at the suspect's homemade bunker.
They've been in that bunker since yesterday afternoon when police say the man boarded a school bus armed and demanded at least one child. When the driver refused, he was shot several times and later died.
Fox's Elizabeth Pran in Midland City. No word on the boy's condition. The U.S. economy reverses course, contracting in the fourth quarter. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
For the first time since the recession ended, the economy shrank. It contracted a tenth of a percent on an annual basis in the last 4 months of last year. Consumer spending and business investment were up, but defense spending, business inventories, and exports were down. Alan Krueger, chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, blamed uncertainties over defense budgets and the effects of Hurricane Sandy. He said other economic indicators suggest the economy continued to recover. Lisa?
Mike, Wall Street also awaiting results of the latest Fed meeting later today, and stocks have been fluctuating. Right now, the Dow is down 13 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, save big with new lower prices for the big game. Find favorites that keep the crowd cheering, from classic Chex Mix to Tyson chicken wings with plenty of kick. Get into the action with bigger Sam's Club values on a wide selection of smart TVs, like the new 55-inch Samsung. Not a member yet? Join the club through February 3rd and score a gift card worth up to $20. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in. They always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Military trial of the accused Fort Hood gunman finally moving on from the fight over his beard. And the new judge is considering a big change, possibly taking the death penalty off the table. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Now, Lisa, the new judge assigned to the Fort Hood shooter case is hearing arguments from lawyers for the accused gunman, Army Major Nidal Hassan, that the death penalty be dropped and Hassan's guilty plea be accepted. Hassan has been offering to plead guilty to the 13 murders and 32 attempted murders from the shooting at the Texas Army Post back in 2009, an act of homegrown Islamic terrorism. Current military justice rules don't allow a defendant to plead guilty when he's facing the death penalty to ensure a trial takes place, Lisa.
Evan, thanks. Trees and power lines down, thousands without power, at least one person killed in Tennessee after violent storms ripped through parts of the South and Central U.S. overnight. The threat of more violent storms continuing today, suspected tornado damage in at least four states, including Arkansas, Missouri, and Mississippi. New problems for Toyota, prompting a new recall.
Some 1 million Toyota Corolla, Matrix, and Lexus IS sedans are part of the recall. Airbags could improperly inflate in Corolla and Corolla Matrix cars made between 2001 and 2004. 270,000 Lexus IS vehicles from model years 2006 to 2012 need to be checked because a nut could come loose on the front windshield wipers, causing them to get stuck in heavy snowfall. Just over 24 wiper problems have been reported.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. BlackBerry maker Research in Motion unveiling an upgrade. Wall Street's not impressed.
BlackBerry, the stock, because that's their new name, now fizzles. It's down 5.5% when it had been up 5% earlier.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides. The new lineup of BlackBerries will run on a redesigned operating system. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State, Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Bad Bob is down hard with, you know, dental problems that went to the emergency room for 3 hours just last night and never did get seen. I guess maybe there's other people in there bleeding or something that was more important. And, okay, what do we have? We're going to do the weather first before we talk to Wells Fargo.
Okay. The forecast, Carl, is calling for sunny skies, a high near 69 degrees today. Same goes for tomorrow for Redding. In between, mostly clear skies, an overnight low of 37. And expect mostly clear skies to continue until Saturday night when some clouds begin to move in. But no rain in the extended forecast until next Tuesday. Fair skies currently and 48 degrees in downtown Redding.
All right. You know, we talked a little bit about the Bonhams consignment, about Bonhams consignment antiques, appraisals here. And I might, you know, I was reading off one thing and, was, about the proceeds and what it's going to cost. Verbal evaluations of anything you bring in there will be $5 per item or 5 items for $20. And tickets are going to be on sale at 10:30 that day. Of the event in Center Court, and 100% of the proceeds benefit the Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. Okay, this is going to be at the Mount Shasta Mall, the Bonhams Consignment Antiques Appraisal Event. Again, February 1st from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can buy tickets at 10:30 that day, and it will cost $5 per item or 5 items for $20, but all the proceeds will go to the Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation Incorporated. Hey, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, with, their pizza night on Thursday nights, handmade pizza. You need to call out there though and get reservations. They usually sell them out. Of course, fine dining, brunches on Sunday, music, sporting clays, horseback rides. And now they're building that beautiful cotillion out there with, on the steel and glass cotillion. It's just absolutely beautiful. And Somo Vineyards, 474-5546. Now let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 4 points at this point at 13,949. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,506, and the NASDAQ is positive fractionally at 3,154. Active stocks today include Bank of America, down 2 cents at $11.47, and Pfizer unchanged at $27.46. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 37 cents at $9.26, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 29 cents at $42.41. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to a 2.03%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 12 cents at $97.70. Gold is up $19.90 at $16.82.60. And silver is up 85 cents at $32.04. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, and they will lead you through the trees and jungles of Wall Street, if anybody can. Stop by at Park Marina Drive. That's where their offices are, the Wells Fargo advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Good morning, Senator Johannesson.
Good morning, and good morning to the great state of Jefferson.
There we go. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to roll in back, because we have a lot of things to talk about. It's been a few months since we senators joined us. We have a lot of things to catch up on. Carl Bott, we'll be right back. KCNR, 1460.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Just take those old. Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Great prices on that. And the girls will fix it any way you want, the baristas. And of course, they will meet or beat at Tobacco and Brew any price on tobacco in town. So you get the best deals there. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Plus, they support a lot of the veterans' events, plus many other local charities and events. Joe and Shelley Dew from Tobacco and Brew. Locally in business, 30 years. Family-owned, family-operated. Can't beat that. Okay. Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You know what? I've been interviewing you off and on for 5 years. You know what? How come my hair has gotten grayer and yours looks like it's darker now?
Actually, it's getting lighter, too. It's just yours getting lighter faster.
Is that what it is?
Yes, Colonel.
Sorry is that about that. That Scandinavian thing? Is that a Scandinavian thing or something like that? Okay. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
You know, I've seen, you know, I was just talking, I saw you during the Christmas parade when you were, walking down the street in the gale force winds and rain, and you're walking and having a great time, and the people behind you, were being blown around by the wind, but you were right out there in the front waving, honorary Grand Marshal.
Well, that's the way I like to do it.
Well, you do. Okay. Catch us up. What's going on with, you've got first of all, we have the VA home, or the Veterans Home is opening. They're having a hiring fair today from 8 to 5 today? 8 to 4, Bob?
8 to 4.
8 to 4 out at Knighton Road. They're having a hiring fair that all types of positions are opening. So that's going on today out there. At the same time, we've got a resource fair going at Yuba Street here at the Vets Hall. Don't get them confused. Two separate things. The hiring fair out at the VA.
Yeah, that could turn out to be quite a job out there. The interesting thing is I got a call from General Peter Gravitt, which is the secretary now of the Veteran Affairs. He took my job, and he called and he says, "You can't believe this." He's in Fresno. We headed in Fresno a couple of days ago, and he said it was over 2,200 applications. So he says, stand by. You're going to get a lot of people wanting to work. And I can understand that. However, it is good to get them hired. Then they got to be trained, and then they take time to do that. And then they will put them in as they need them as they go on. You don't hire 245 people all at one time.
No.
But they will have them online so they can come in. And I'm sure that some of the people that are going to be in also going to, in order to be able to speed up the training and so forth, they're probably going to be taken from other areas, from other homes that has already been trained in these homes, if they did what I thought I should be doing, and then bring them over here to start training us immediately.
That's what I think is that, you know, you're right. You can't hire 250 people.
No.
And, you know, we're talking doctors, nurses, human relations, security. Not groundskeepers. I think they may have already, I don't know about that, but almost every other job that has to do with opening a care facility like this is going to be there. So they want to get them lined up for that. But the funding is here.
Yes. The funding is here, and we need to, understand that a home like this is actually sort of quasi hospital.
Right.
Which means that rules and regulations that are necessary to meet for both from the state and the federal is quite stringent. And I think that the things are going just fine. I know that all the security has been hired. They have been, as you mentioned, the groundkeepers has been hired, the maintenance people that's going in now to familiarize themselves with everything that is there. And it's quite an operation of 150 bed.
Oh, it is. And just the part of just keeping the place, the facility up is big. And so we're looking at that. And these are not low paying jobs we're talking about. I mean, this is at a scale in a higher echelon, you might say, of Reading.
This is, state employees and those, 245, 50 that's going to be hired eventually, is a great input for places like Reading and Shasta County. Because this is not like building a bridge and everybody leave after 6 or 8 months. This is something that stays on forever. And that's why this particular one is something of a jewel.
It is. I mean, in a good sense, it's something that's going to go on forever, kind of like the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. I mean, that's going to go on forever too, but it's,
I hope it will.
You know, it's kind of a different thing though, but it's, yeah. But again, but these are two projects right here in Shasta County. That's huge. I mean, this is making a huge statement. A VA clinic, a veteran center that just opened up, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. also out on Eureka. We have we're going to take a quick break, and then I want to talk about your ideas, your plans for a home across the street from the home. It's a different type of living facility across from the veterans' home. So we'll talk about that in just a second. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson, we'll be right back.
I'm a hard
hard-working man.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott. 530-605-4567. It is 8:22 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Go down and visit Steve and his crew down there for your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving all of Redding and, of course, the North State. If you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned, they've got it. Anything that you could possibly want, and they're going to make a great deal for you, and then their service department is going to keep it on the road and keep it running quickly and professionally. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and how they maintain them. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Our guest today is Senator Maurice Johannesson, veteran of this year and every other year, as I like to say. What, you know, I mean, Mojo, if you can, to, you know, the highest compliment you can get for somebody that helps in the veteran community is, oh yeah, you're almost a third, a tenth of what Maurice Johannesson is. Because everything that happens around here seems like you've got your fingers into it.
Well, I made some, decisions that was made for certain things that I promised the veterans as they will have. One, of course, was the veteran cemetery, and we built the chapel, as you well know. You've worked on that too. And then the home now, the five new homes that we now have, operational. Fresno is, of course, going strong and getting about the same thing that we have going through like we have. And the, so the third item, or the fourth item actually, that I wanted to get together to promise a veteran I would try to get a veteran center up here. And a veteran center then, of course, goes together with a veteran home, and then we're putting a, three-story building with about 110, units, for the veterans only across the street from the veteran home. And the reason that is so important is that we, at 150 bed is not enough for us. And the domiciliary and so forth, we don't need to put the expense. These are expensive rooms, you know, when you're thinking about mm-hmm. the cost of building that veteran home. Now we can go across the street and they can live there. And then as they come to a point where they can't take care of themselves, then we can transfer them over into the regular veteran home, the skilled nursing, so we can operate that as a skilled nursing facility rather than just portion of it being domiciliary. And what's important now, obviously, is that the much higher cost to the federal government and less cost to us.
Right.
So that, and then next to that, then we'll then build a new clinic, which is going to be probably anywhere from 104 to 114,000 square feet, which will have
now,
everything.
Now, this is the veterans, this is what you're talking about is for the veterans clinic.
Yes.
Okay. They're already too small for what they have. They're expanding out into different places, having them, everything under that one roof up there. Is that too far away? Does it need to be in town or is there?
No, it doesn't need to be in town. As a matter of fact, the study was basically made and said most of the people come from the south, not from the north, because obviously from the south to take advantage of it mm-hmm. is more populous than you would up in the hills.
Right.
But by having that there as well, then the beauty of this, at least the design that I had on it when I was a secretary, was that then we can have them they can take care of prescriptions and all the delivery of things like that over at the veteran home.
Right.
So that will save, if you think in terms of, well, if the government's going to pay 65%, the federal government 65, and, you know, if they take care of all of it, we're going to save millions and tens of millions of dollars.
Sure.
So it becomes a center, basically, in Northern California, a center. And the beauty of this one is that it's in the construction portion of it is all paid for by private money. The government does not have to put a dime into the hard cost of land and construction. They hand it a key and then they lease it up for whatever they want to put in there. They can be bonded, they can, you know, for a long period of time, or whatever it is.
Right.
And so the biggest.
So you got the VA home.
Yeah.
You've got a domicile. Across, mm-hmm. and is there a name for that, or just, I mean, because the VA, you got the VA home, and then domicile, another 110 rooms.
Yes.
And the VA clinic.
Yes.
The plans for that out there, another 115,000 square feet. And all of this will be a veterans center.
Yes.
You might say.
Yeah.
No.
And it then, in the future, it also could be expanded.
Of course.
If it was needed. But it would be a key point. And it's a tremendous economic development as well. And but the amount of money that it takes to do all these things are not
astronomical.
Easy. And when you start talking about all the fees and things that government have onto this one here, it's enough to choke a horse.
I bet that, you know, everybody wants their bite out of this. I bet it's millions of dollars. I bet, you know, just this planning. I bet this planning is millions of dollars in fees.
Oh, yes.
You know, by the time you finish looking at city, county, and state, I bet it's, you know, probably the first $3 million you pay is fees.
Minimum.
You know, see, and here's something, and well, this is a completely different show, you know, but to try to do this for the veterans, and especially, you know, raising private funds to do this. Hey, we want to do this unless there's somewhere along the line that somebody needs to take a look anyway. And you've been in government. You need to take a look at these funds and the, and what they're doing on these permits and fees and all this and say, is this for the good of our state? Is this for the good of our neighborhood? Just because we can get money out of people or we can hold them hostage on fees that nobody else pays? I just don't understand that myself.
Well, too many people are looking into this and when they want to start up a business or build additions to a home, anything.
Yeah.
And the fees are so confiscatory, I call them, that they just give up. So when you have people, the only place I guess you can build anything now is on the Stillwater park.
Yeah, it's free then.
Yeah, then of course it's a little different. Maybe I should move everything over there.
They give you the land. They give you electricity breaks. They will carry you from your car out to the piece of property. From what I understand. Mm-hmm. your feet never even have to touch the ground. Maybe you should have, put everything out at Stillwater Park.
Yeah.
Gosh. And then they could not only charge the permit fees, they could attach you too. It could have been a triple. Yeah. It could have been a triple for the city and county. Yeah. I like that. How are the plans going for your building, the domicile there? What stage are you in that?
The stage we're in here right now, because this is actually, for all practical purpose, this is actually shovel ready, if I can use that term, right now.
President uses it all the time.
I know, but, I don't.
Different. He probably's got a different idea of what shovel ready is.
He has more money in his control than I do. But I think that it's going to go. It's going to go.
Okay. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. We got Chief Rob Paletti out there, too, I think is walking by. Maybe we can grab him for a minute to talk about his town hall meeting. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. She survived a gunshot to the head during a rampage in Tucson, Arizona. Now Gabrielle Giffords making a plea for a bold gun control bill in the wake of another shooting which left 20 children dead.
Too many children are dying. Too many children.
Speaking at the first congressional hearing on gun violence since that massacre in Connecticut, Wayne LaPierre of the NRA saying,
law-abiding gun owners will not accept blame for the acts of violent or deranged criminals, nor do we believe that government should dictate what we can lawfully own and use to protect our families.
The powerful gun lobby pushing for actions such as better enforcement of existing laws. And our economy unexpectedly shrinking from October to December for the first time since 2009. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Haleakala Ranch, Curtis and Elizabeth Wisehon, Florence Huggerford, and Lane Larson.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service.
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, you're trying to talk and the microphones aren't on, so you try to hold it back and you just, your lungs burst. Welcome back. Hey, it's 8:35 in the morning. At our phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. I went in there yesterday. They are so busy. You know, I've got to go back and forth, back and forth. Anyway, going back again today, DC Tim and a Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans and seniors, which means that Chief Rob Poletti gets them both. right off Cypress Avenue. Or, I'm sorry, right off, oh, Cypress and Athens Avenue and the, Cypress Square Barbershop right there. Okay. Chief Rob Poletti is walking by here, so we pulled him in, and he's been insulted by both me and Senator Johannesson. You know, I'm insulting you, you don't really care, but when he does it, I know you take a step back.
It means
back.
Something.
Yeah, it means something. Hey, you've got a big town hall meeting today.
Yeah, I want to encourage everybody, council chambers tonight, 6 o'clock, we've got a presentation that we're going to do to the community on update people on what's going on with crime in our community and what's going on with your police department. Chance to talk, you know, directly to me, and I'll take questions and stuff at the end. So I encourage everybody to come. It should be informative. And just remember, John Dixon, you promised me you were going to be there, so I better see your bright, smiling face.
I'm sure it will be. You know, one of the things people need to understand is the number of police we have, the size of our community. I don't know if people realize you're covering 60 square miles.
69.1 square miles. We're actually about 14 square miles bigger than the city of San Francisco.
And you think about that, and of course, San Francisco has many more people, but when you look at getting from spot to spot around here, that has a lot to do with response times.
I'm going to cover calls for service, response times, property crime, violent crime. We're going to give breakdowns of actually what they consist of so that people can see, you know, where we're vulnerable, and talk about the changes we've made in the police department over the last year. Talk about where I want to take the police department in the future, and then take any questions that people have and unveil a little surprise that we have at the end of it. So,
what's the surprise?
Well, I can't tell you. It wouldn't be a surprise. But that'll get people's curiosity up enough to actually come to the
meeting. Real surprise.
Yeah.
Are we going to like it?
I like it.
Are you getting a raise?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Okay.
So please come surprise. Tonight. It'll be a good, right. I think it'll be an informative for the community.
6 p.m., City Hall.
City Council Chamber.
City Council Chamber. Okay. Okay. I hope a lot of people come.
I do too.
I enjoy talking with you and, Tom Basinko. Finding out these things, and I just hope people are listening to all the stuff that's going on around here, because we as a community can help, and we should as a community help.
Well, one of my goals when I got here as chief is to be accessible to the community, and, yep. And you know, I do a lot of speaking engagements, but they're usually at clubs, Rotaries, Kiwanis, Lions, right. Things like that. This is a chance for anybody that wants to come in and sit down and have a chat about what's going on in our community.
Okay, and we're getting ready to kick off the panhandling. Campaign two next week.
Jessica Delaney and Ed Ruhlman are doing that as part of the Reading Merchants Crime Watch group.
They're going to be on next week.
And they'll be on and they'll do that next week. But tonight is really about crime.
This is just about
this
you.
This is about crime.
You the know. Police department and crime.
Correct.
All right. Chief Rob Poletti, thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming through here. Okay. Senator Marisha Henderson, thanks for giving up a couple minutes to the police chief there.
Oh, that's my honor. Let me tell you, I'm so proud of this chief. Yeah,
he's a good man.
You can see in his bearing, and you can see his straightforward talk. He doesn't play the games, political or otherwise. it reminds me sometimes when I looked at him, like the day he was here, I said, "This is a military officer."
It is a military.
Notice the way he is dressed. His creases goes right in the center of his button on the top of his shirt.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
military creases.
Absolutely.
Probably blouses his shirt there. And
I'm wondering about his underwear to wear so sharp. But anyway,
there we go.
I'm proud of him.
Well, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet all the police chiefs here now. Bob Blankenship was on the show the other day. Talk about getting shot. I mean, that was quite the,
That was on North Market Street.
He started behind Lim's Cafe, yep. Lim's Restaurant. And yeah. I don't think he got shot there. I think he was down a little bit further.
Yeah.
He talked about that story. He talked about law enforcement. He talked about gangs and drive-bys back in his day. And yeah. how you all addressed that one. And then Trish Clark was in here talking. Your name always comes up. Talking about, you know, board of supervisor. I mean, the whole thing, you know, Senator. So, then of course, Leonard Modi. I've gotten to know Leonard Modi and, of course, Pete Hansen, all these people. And now Chief Rob Plotty. And Rob and I think, are he's a military officer. I was a military officer. You know, we have that in common type thing. And you're right. He came in here, and he doesn't BS people.
No. He's very straightforward. And generally, I never used to have an awful lot of good things being a private, Army private, I never really had a lot of good things to say about officers. However, the two of you, for example, have changed my mind. Ordinary good people.
You know what? You know, it's an aberration, okay? That's all it is. So, okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We want to talk about what's going on in the veterans in Sacramento, other places that are going on. We've pretty much touched on the fact that the veterans home is here. In fact, they're having a hiring fair, everybody. They're out there right now. And they've got almost every job possible that you can imagine going on out there. So go out there with your resumes if you're interested. Then we talked about the domicile. Across the road, the VA clinic, and the leaps you have to make over government bureaucracy just to do something for the community. I'm always appalled at that. When we come back, let's talk about the big picture here. We'll be right back. Senator Maurice Johannesson is our guest.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Ensemble Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Carl Lindabot. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors since 2004. Assistance including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and of course, personal care. All employees are background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. Give Sharon Clark a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment to see how Home Helpers can assist you and your family. 226-8350. That's 226-8350. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson, and you're kind of like the North State helper, veterans helper, I think. You know, what I mean? You've devoted a lot of your life for veterans causes. Oh, Joe, I mean, I think everybody knows that. They even named the AMVETS post here is named after you.
Yeah.
Which I'm a live member of, by the way. Yeah, thank you, Greg. Thank you. What's happening in our, what can we be looking at in our veterans community in California? We've got thousands coming out. We're talking about thousands, tens of thousands of servicemen being not ousted, but they're reduction in force here over the next 4 years. Yeah. All these things that are happening.
I think that, what's happening right now is not going to cease for a while. It's going to be more of it, basically because of the problems, of course, that the federal dealing with. And the people that I really feel sorry for is those that have been involved in the National Guard and then uprooted, taken over, and they ended up basically, I'm sure, a lot of them losing their homes, families, and everything else, because you can't take somebody for 3 or 4 employment over there, some of them for a year at a time. You can't do that, and don't understand that that's why we have so many suicides in our military. And the suicide rate now in the military is more people killing themselves than we do losing on the field.
Oh, absolutely.
So my hope is that we can provide these kind of services to our veterans because they deserve it. The veterans deserve this when they come back. And I will continue doing that as long as I'm alive. I'm going to continue serving them.
Well, you know what? You've done a noteworthy job. And you've got plenty of time left here.
So we're going to use that.
Okay, is this Bill on the line?
Yes, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, you're on the line here. You have something for the senator?
Yes, I have. Senator, I want to thank you personally and you too, Colonel. Each time I've gone up to the cemetery up there, I think of you, Senator, and all the work that you've put in up there and the beauty of that place. It's just awesome to go up there. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done for the veterans.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, my friend. I appreciate it, Bill.
Bye. And yeah, Bill, thank you very much
When you're talking about that veteran cemetery, I wanted to have this chapel open. But the powers to be said, no, I can't do that because I understand vandalism and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's the facility up there is going to be watched anyway, so leave it open. So I was told that, of course, I have a key to it because I still do a lot of work out there. We're going to do some more planning. We're going to do a lot of things up there. It's sort of a personal thing with me. And they say, well, you know, we can't let the keys out because the fire services require us to have a fire monitor if the building is open. I said, what do you mean a fire monitor? You couldn't burn that building if you wanted to. So, in other words, I have to now make myself a fire monitor in order for me to...
You mean it takes a person?
Yes.
Not just like an alarm or anything?
No.
So if you open that building, you have to have a person in it to be the fire monitor?
Yes.
And could it be anybody?
Well...
Or do you have to take a special test?
I don't know what you're going to do, but I just told him.
Is this a CAL FIRE thing?
Yeah.
So that $150 we're paying, that onerous tax that they've levied on people out here, I mean, that doesn't count for that?
That just goes to overhead.
It does. If you read the editorial in the paper today, it seems like we're worse off than we were before.
So we
can't open up the chapel up there unless there's somebody standing there. I guess what, make a phone call if it catches on fire?
Something like that.
You know, those candles get away from you during the service or something?
Yeah, I don't know what's up there can burn, but we have fire sprinklers, we have all of the rest of the stuff, so. But anyway, this beside a point, but the point that I'm making is that it's, maybe I'm just getting old. Kyle. I'd rather ease with it, you know. So, but obviously I will have a key for it again, that they changed all the locks to make sure. Now we have an alarm there. And I mean, this is sort of interesting.
Kind of locked you out of the place you built. Kind of like locking you out of your home. You
know, so, but this is all taken care of.
I understand.
But the thing that upsets me really is that is a place that was designed for veterans and for the family to go in at any time, obviously not in the middle of the night, but at any time to pray or whatever they do, remember the veteran. They shouldn't have to be asked for an appointment to go in. They shouldn't do any of these kind of things. But that's just me. Maybe I'm off base, off the country. I don't know. But I would
you're not off base. It's what's happened today in our society. When you can't have a chapel open because you have miscreants out there that are that will come in and steal all the copper in it. They'll take anything they can get. So they can feed their drug habit. You haven't changed, Senator. Society, what society allows, it seems like, is that so they're going to change the key and take away your key because, oh my gosh, we need a fire monitor here. When indeed anybody that walks in there is the fire monitor because if there's a fire, they call somebody. I don't know. Well, maybe have things changed too much?
I think that it is a political thing with that one out there, quite frankly. It's a political thing because CAL FIRE was not involved in the...
So CAL FIRE is trying to get back. Is that it?
Well, I think there's a little bit of a hard feeling about that. And there shouldn't be, but it is because we all work for the same people. That's the public, so it shouldn't be that. But,
And not to argue with you, sir, but sometimes I don't believe that. I do not believe that this bureaucracy works for us. I think this bureaucracy is a bloated, self-fulfilling, it's like a self-licking ice cream cone. You know, they take the funds and they do what they want to make themselves grandiose and to build. Because I think somewhere in there, they have forgotten, like when you're a public servant, like some of those others, they are public servants. Not everybody in CAL FIRE. But things in government have changed.
Well, I can very easily take both sides of this one. You know, I've been there, done that, and studied it, and been
Did you do things to self-perpetuate yourself? Or did you do things for the people that put you in office? Because you made decisions that you were punished for.
Well, sure. I mean,
because you made them for the people.
Yeah, but you see, you're not. There's an interesting dilemma, and it's one of these days there's something being going to publish, and I'm going to give you a copy of it before it goes out.
I hope so.
Yeah, and it's a dilemma in many respects, and it has changed, and I thought about it. In fact, middle of the night last night, I thought about it. I said, well, you know what? What is it really that has changed this? And you can go through it, and I can name you, but I won't do it on the air, but I can name you about two or three or four different areas that has taken over the government. Basically taking over the government so that the people that has elected into these offices no longer are their own person.
Okay. We've got to take a break. We have people on the line. Cam, if you can just wait till we get back from this break, because I know you have something you want to say. And you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about that during the break, but we'll finish up with something else.
Okay.
This is Carl Bott. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson. I guess, you know, we went from a day of cheer and light into one that is, you know, what's going on? What's going on in the world? We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl. This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, this is Reading Police Chief Robert Pelletti. On January 30th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers, I am going to hold my first town hall meeting to discuss crime in our community and update the community on changes and goals setting for the Reading Police Department. I encourage the community to please attend, and after I do my update, I will answer any questions that the community has so that I can learn about your concerns as well.
That's the town hall meeting with RPD Chief Robert Pelletti at the Reading City Council Chambers, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welkome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, tomorrow we have Haven Humane with Dr. Ray John and the animal control people coming on to talk about, you know, who do you call, what do you do, all these on that. Plus, we have a few other surprise guests tomorrow morning. We have Kim on the line. Kim Chamberlain. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, my favorite Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Thanks, Kim.
You know, I just want to publicly say I respect and love our Senator and former Secretary of State, Maurice Johannesson. I was so privileged to serve him and serve with him for the Chapo Project for Voter Director. And I just want to say, because our patriot, Maurice Johannesson, came to Shasta County early on in the 70s, our lives has been improved because he is a serving patriotism to this country. And his mind and his effort and all his effort to serve our veterans. And before, none of our veterans service was existed here. Because people like Maurice Johannesson, he is intelligent and to serve the veterans. Today we have clinics and we have a veterans home and we have a veterans cemetery, and pretty soon, hope to God they don't ignore that his plan for future veterans apartment and home and hospital.
Well, Kim, I really appreciate that. And you and George have been good friends for a lot of years. And maybe we should say that you and George Bort are on the committee, veterans committee that we have formed, nonprofit, to do all of these things. So thank you very much for your
gym. I love to continue to serve you.
Thank you.
Well, Kim, you know what? You are another driving force in this community for veterans. And we appreciate you. We got about a minute left. Thank you, Kim, so much for your phone call.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We got about 45 seconds. Good. Anything? Yeah. Last thought. Good thoughts here.
Well, be optimistic. I think no matter what, it's a great country, great resilience. I can probably attest to this country will survive even the worst of times, and we are exceptional in the world, and I would really encourage everyone that feel different is to please grab your passport, bring it down to the consulate, let them have your passport, and I'll pay your way back and never come back.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's time might be on again. Let's talk State of Jefferson.
Yes.
It's time, maybe. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
It's being worked on right now, Carl.
Just, you know, give us a call on that.
Yeah.
Well, which one are you? We'll see you tomorrow morning. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter, a former congresswoman who was wounded in a shooting and the head of the National Rifle Association, testifying for and against gun control this morning at the Capitol. That's where we hear live from Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
A little more than 2 years after narrowly escaping death during a mass shooting, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords tells one-time colleagues,
"Be bold, be courageous, Americans are counting on you."
NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre, however, says more gun control is misguided.
"Law-abiding gun owners will not accept blame for the acts of violent or deranged criminals."
The panel debating the merits of everything from assault weapons bans to background checks and mental health evaluations. Ron.
Jared, the man suspected of shooting and killing a school bus driver in southeast Alabama yesterday is in a bunker with a 6-year-old hostage, surrounded by police.
We know they are making contact with that suspect.